With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel says the Navy chief of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in an overnight military strike. Israel's defense minister said the leader died along with other senior naval commanders. He said the Navy chief was responsible for bombing operations that have blocked ships from crossing the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump claims that Iran wants to make a deal with the U.S. to end the war.
We're winning so big, nobody's ever seen anything like we're doing in the Middle East with Iran. And they are negotiating, by the way, and they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people. They're also afraid they'll be killed by us.
On social media this morning, the president wrote that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. A jury in Los Angeles has found Meta and YouTube liable in a landmark social media addiction trial.
The plaintiff is a 20-year-old woman who says she became addicted to social media as a child, and it exacerbated her mental health struggles. Her attorney, Mark Lanier, says this sends a strong message.
Just because of the features alone that drive addiction, these companies can be held accountable.
Other families were there backing this case. Juliana Arnold blames Instagram for her daughter's death.
They knew the harm. They knew the damage. They assessed the risk and they moved forward anyway.
Meta's Ashley Nicole Davis says they will appeal. The companies are being ordered to pay $6 million in damages. I'm Ed Donahue.
Global financial markets are lower and oil prices have jumped back above $100 a barrel today as the war against Iran drags on. AAA says today's national average for gasoline is just under $4 at $3.98 a gallon. This is SRN News. Portland, Oregon has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. It refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
I think what you're seeing here is the deliberate destabilization of marriage itself. This is part of a bigger strategy of those on the left who want to subvert a biblical view of marriage as central to our own civilizational project.
A growing number of cities and towns in the U.S. are beginning to recognize polyamory. Sarah Mullally, a one-time nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, was formally installed this week as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. The 63-year-old is both the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion. However, her appointment has deepened rifts over the role of women and same-sex marriage. This is SRN News. A young fan in Pennsylvania has this year's only unblemished March Madness bracket.
The only person left out of millions who entered men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets in ESPN's competition is an eighth grader from suburban Pittsburgh. His name is Otto Schellhammer, and the 14-year-old is enjoying his one shining moment. He is 48-0 through the first weekend of the women's tournament. He'll try to push it to 56-0 when the Sweet 16 takes place on Friday and Saturday. The record for ESPN's competition is 57-0. The odds of a perfect bracket are steep. Most mathematicians put the number at around 1 in 28 billion. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The U.S. Postal Service is seeking a temporary 8% charge on certain products, including priority mail. Officials say the price hike is needed to help blunt the impact of rising transportation costs. More details at srnnews.com.